Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. All right, I'm still in California. Can you believe it? Rainy, old, overcast LA, you know, but you know, it's always sunny in California, right? So anyway, boy, do I have a lot to go into with you today. So I'm really going to just jump right in here. As you know, I did this big two-night event with Jennifer McLean. And part of that offering was that I sent everyone a channeled message around what they needed to bring into alignment for manifestation. Now, we had over 250 people respond to this offer. So I've been doing a lot of channeling. And what's always interesting to me when I do programs like this is that it's obvious by the time you get through doing over 250 that there are certain themes that run through the group. And if they run through the group, as you know, we are all one energy, we are all connected, so it's running through the group of the collective consciousness, which includes you and me. So these are the four things that presented themselves as being themes throughout this group of people that I want to bring to you, because again, if it's theirs, it's ours. So the first one is, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. So guys, you know, the channel's message to that was, you're supposed to be here. You chose to be here. This just didn't happen to you. You know, we're at choice. Whether we activate that choice is also a choice, but we're a choice about everything in our lives. How do we react, how to hold on, you know, how to create perspectives around everything that happens to us. So you're supposed to be here. You're supposed to be powerful. You're supposed to learn that you are the creation of you and your life. You're supposed to be here doing that. And the sooner you acknowledge that, the more power you move into. So let's come together right now and claim. And remember, claim is demand. Okay? I am supposed to be here. I do belong on this plane, being my powerful self in this moment of now, in my creation and in all creation. And we invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love around all of this. Okay, the second thing was to integrate our whole brains. Now, basically what that means is part of your brain has created a reason to fight another part of your brain. So let's say that two-thirds of your brain is like, yeah, we love money and we're going to create more money. And the other part of your brain is going, no, remember the way we grew up whenever there was money around, daddy and mommy weren't. I'm just using that as an example of a negative that can become connected to a positive. So we want to direct, and we are directing right now, the integration of our whole brain around everything that we desire, so that all of our brain is in harmony toward money. All of our brain is in harmony toward wellness. All of our brain is in harmony toward healthy, loving, supportive relationships in our lives. Again, we're claiming I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love around all of this. Can I go on? The third thing, and it's not the same, it was to integrate all energy into our divine selves. Now, let me talk about that for a minute, because basically, you know what integrate means? It means put together, mix together, make into a whole, right? We integrate all energy everywhere into our divine selves. So that means to be very aware that anytime you're directing yourself, you are directing energy in all dimensions, in all time and space, and all space in between. Okay? So we are directing the integration of all energy in all dimensions, all time, and all space in between into our divine selves, so that all energy follows our clear, positive, conscious direction. And we are claiming, I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love around all of that. Now, the last one, and they had me do this in various and sundry ways, was literally that people did not understand that they're the creations of themselves. They didn't understand really how it worked. And, you know, like math, if you don't understand it, you can't work it. So I'm going to go over it quickly. This is how you create with energy and why you're supposed to be here and why you belong. Number one, everything is energy. Everything. You, your thoughts, your feelings, your house, your doggy, everything is energy. Energy has to have direction. Now, energy can be directed consciously or unconsciously. Consciously is looking at the ads on TV about all the medicine you have to say and go, thank you very much. I am perfect, glorious, joyful wellness. Unconscious is watching the ads on TV, not being conscious, and your energy will pick up the direction from that then. Okay. Then we have to understand why it's important to pick the thoughts we want to think. Thoughts aren't something that just happened, guys. Thoughts are patterns and habits. Most of us think the same thoughts every day on a daily basis. And the more we think them, the more we create them in our lives. Because why? Energy follows direction. Okay. So, number one, you have to choose what you want. I am health. I am abundance. I am money flow. I am success. Choose what you want. Number two, I am committed to the choice I just made. Number three, I purposely and consciously feel love and excitement around my choice and my commitment. Number four, I consciously hold focus on my choice and commitment and how awesome I feel about it. Number five, I ask the universe to partner with me now that I can give it a clear direction. Number six, I take action. Taking action before you get the other stuff in alignment will create maybe a partial creation for you, but certainly not the expanded phenomenal version that we're looking for, that we're intending. So, do you understand that every thought you have has an emotion connected to it? That emotion and that feeling and that thought have electrical signals that they send out from your heart center to the universe. And around the earth, there is an energetic band called the ionosphere. Our signals go off, hit the ionosphere, and are delivered back to us into what we call the reality of our lives, which is manifestation. Okay? So, if you're not getting the life you want, then I would start picking the thoughts consciously that back up what you want to create. Again, most people go, well, that doesn't make any sense. Well, miracles don't make sense, guys. By their very definition, a miracle doesn't make sense. So, I'm suggesting to you that you just try it. Just try what we have been channeled and working with, and do it consciously and do it consistently. Because when you go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, your desire starts to manifest, and then you drop out and it stops the manifestation and you go back to zero and you go, well, see, it doesn't work. Well, it doesn't work because you aren't working it consistently. Okay, there's something else they want to add now. Okay, we're going to, around that making sense. You see, if you need things to make sense, you are shutting off the world of all possibilities coming to you. And they had me put that together for quite a few people. It doesn't, it's not possible because it doesn't make sense. But again, miracles don't make sense. Miracles are, I'm going to do this, I'm going to work it, I have faith, I know. And then you see the manifestation. Okay, can I go to the callers now? All right, before we go, I just want to invite all of you to be with me in Fort Lauderdale June 21st through the 23rd for the Reignite Your Life. I'm telling you, you're going to have a blast at this weekend. And I'm intending to do one stupendous, amazing talk down there. And Dan Millman, and they've got some great speakers, but it's just an empowering weekend, so come join us. And I could say the same thing ditto about Jennifer McLean's weekend, August 2nd through the 4th here in California. Please come join me. There's nothing like getting together with everybody live. There's just a different energy, okay? So if you can, do it. All right, we're going to start with Coral in Wisconsin because you've been on forever, love. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good, Dee. I have a question, and I think part of what you already said in the beginning kind of hit on a lot of this.
Oh, look at the surprise on my face, girl.
Right. So I have been doing work, inner child work and shadow work of things that have been coming up in my life and as I'm trying to start a business. And all of a sudden this week, normally the work that I do really helps to shift that. And this week there is a theme of not being heard that is coming up. And it seems like the more work I do on it, the worse it's getting, not the better.
Well, I can tell you why. I got your answer. Okay.
Thank you.
It's because you're not hearing yourself. And if you have a belief in place, I don't or can't hear myself, right, then all the work you do around yourself is going to be harder for you to hear. And we know that whatever we hold within ourselves, that's what we create outside of ourselves. That's what we attract so we can wake up. So if you can't hear yourself, it leads to the next belief that other people can't hear me. If I can't even hear me, how's anybody else going to hear me? Right?
Right?
Are you with me? Okay. All right. So they want to tell you where this stems from. First of all, it's a past life thing, many, 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 over 30 past lives. And you are right now putting it down in this lifetime. So let's just see, can we get to it today? Fabulous. Okay, so in this lifetime, 0 through 5, conception, 0, 1, 2, around 3 years old, and I think it's with your dad.
I don't have it. Well, I do. I have a dad. I have never known my dad.
Okay. Was there a father figure?
I had a grandpa and two uncles.
Okay. Who didn't hear you, Coral?
My whole family. Probably one of the uncles, though. There is an uncle that is more dramatic in that area. Nothing I said had any, I was the devil child. Anything I said was wrong. Anything I did was wrong.
Okay. So your little girl is still afraid he's right. You know he's not right. But that little girl, that's the first thing she was taught from the gods that were, had dominion over her was, you don't know what you're talking about. You're not worth anything. You're not worth listening to. You know what they're showing me? It's funny. I've seen it twice this week now. Is a little kid standing next to a parent going, "Mommy, Mommy, Mommy, Mommy," and tugging on her skirt, and Mommy never acknowledges her. And that's, okay, that's why they had me go into that, because that's the word that's the key in, is I am acknowledged.
Yes.
Okay. You want to be acknowledged. And so work with your little girl in knowing that she is absolutely acknowledged, that you acknowledge her, and that the entire world acknowledges her, who she is, what she has to say, how she feels, okay? And we're gonna balance this, so you do it with me, Coral. We're bringing all of this into balance, because as those of you that listen to the balance webinar, you know that's the beginning of it all. I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. I am divine love. I am perfect balance around being acknowledged. And so it is. Awesome. Boy, I hope everybody followed us on that and everybody made that claim for themselves. I am acknowledged in this world right now. And so it is. All right. You okay, my love?
Yeah. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. You're welcome. Okay. Great start to the show. We're going to Pat in Connecticut. Hi, you've been a long time too. How are you, baby?
Okay. I found you a few weeks ago and thought, oh my God, you can help me so much to change. But fortunately, I need to speak to you about my dog today. Wondering if you could help me. I'm really at a loss.
Okay, you need to stay still and get close to your phone because I'm losing you, Pat.
I'm sorry. Okay, is that any better?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay. So, don't know all that you do or don't do, but wondering if you could help me diagnose my dog, help me with what to do, what's next.
Yes, the channel will help you with that. The very first thing I heard is that your dog is mirroring something that you need to address in yourself. When I say it's a physical thing, I get a no. So, hold on. We're going to the sheets and we're going to a core belief. You know, our animal service is mirrors, guys, and it's support systems. We're going to this page here. Okay. So, in keeping in line with the show today, Pat, they're taking me to the core belief I can never be God. And whatever's going on with him is bringing forward to you this urging that you really start claiming and practicing that you are the creator of you. Now, what's the matter with your dog?
Well, sorry to be so blunt. He had an abscess time ever 3 months ago.
Okay, something's funky with your phone, honey. You got to hold really still.
Okay.
Okay, he has an abscess.
He did. That was treated, many vet visits, many tests. Now he's bleeding from his rectum. That started the anal abscess last time. I will call the vet, but I'm worried about more drugs. I have a feeling that this is something more. I just don't know where to go with him, what he wants, what to do. I'm doing a lot. I don't know if any of it is right.
Well, again, the first place you have to start is claiming wellness and helping your dog direct wellness and balance. But you see, when you're in fear, guys, you can't. When we're in fear, we're not in our power. And so it's like now, Pat, you're scrambling, right? Well, I'll just do anything, but that's kind of wasted energy. So they're suggesting to you that you definitely call the vet, that the doggy needs help, and the best thing that you can do is to go, okay, I got it. I'm going to start being the powerful creator that I am, okay? Instead of fear, you want to practice healing with love for him. Now, we're going to the body book, but abscess, it's very interesting to me. Abscess isn't in here. So are we going to this book? 0 through 100, 0 through 50, 50 through 60, 60 through 70.
This is anal glands.
67. Yeah, hold on just a minute. They're directing me to a certain page. Here, here, here. All righty. Now, the body books, to remind you all, are the psychological backgrounds of all illnesses. Okay. They have a pattern of self-attacking, leading to being attacked by others. Well, now we've got, if those of you are conscious, we've got a little, you know, theme going on here. So, do you experience that in your life, Pat?
Yes, I do. And I rescued him because he was attacked by everyone for 2 years. So
okay, well, there
wings.
You go. There you go. So you came together both to learn that you have
yes.
to be the power over yourselves. You are not ever attacked by anyone. You need to reprogram that belief. So if you're not attacked by people, and I'm bringing Coral back into this too, that's why it's so important, guys, for you to stay on for the whole call, because you often get information for yourself back again. So I'm glad you're still here, Coral. So if we're not attacked, we're what? What's the opposite positive of that for you, Pat?
Receiving love, which is
right.
another huge issue.
And we're heard, and
yes.
we're respected, and we're
yes.
honored, and hold on, there's another word coming in. Well, that's an interesting word. We're embraced in love. That's the highest thing. I am embraced in love. Okay? And they want you to work with your doggy around this.
Okay.
Okay, and yourself. And energetically, if things aren't addressed, then they show up in our bodies because we'll pay attention to them once they get in our bodies.
Okay.
Right? So he does still need to see a vet, maybe a different vet than you've been taking him to, though.
I've been to five. And I feel like I've lost some power because I'm at the end of my money. That doesn't mean I'm going to stop with him. I will put it on charges. But I have to be really careful by choices now. And as you say, I'm scattered. I just don't know where to go. I'm going to return to one of the first ones. But another question.
Well, see, I get it. Hold on. I get a no on that. And actually what the channel's saying is there's kind of a belief there that in order for you to get help and for you, in order for you to get what you want, you have to spend all your money or a lot of your money. And they're
mm-hmm.
suggesting you look around for some free clinics.
There are none here. I've looked into that before. The only thing that's here is I think he's coughing up blood.
What, you mean right now?
Yeah, this is new.
Okay.
He was bleeding from his rectum.
I don't get, I do not get that he's on his way out. Do we want the highest answer, both of us? Okay. Anybody switched and we're both in balance? Well, anyway, you need to get him back to a vet. Before you do that, you want to do the other stuff they gave you.
Okay.
Because it's this attack stuff. You know, if we believe, guys, that the world is attacking us, that is one of the ways we attack ourselves and betray ourselves.
Okay.
And so that belief has to end up physically in our body attacking ourselves somehow. Okay. I got to move on, baby.
Oh, please, please. Which vet is Dr. Matz? Will she work? Can I wait? Oh, gosh. Dr. Matz?
I get a no.
In the Wolcott? Wolcott?
It goes to yes on that one.
Mirza.
Mirza?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get a yes on that.
And no. Dr. M.
No.
Dr. M.
No,
right,
it went to no before you even asked. All right, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you so much.
But stay balanced, stay in love,
okay.
and out of fear, Pat. Okay?
They're going to say $450 scan. Do I need to do that?
Okay, guys, I'm not a vet. I'm not a doctor, right? That's not the right question, Pat. You need to do whatever you believe you need to do.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right, honey.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. All right. We're going to, let me see, who hasn't been on for a while. Karen in Toronto. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee. Nice to hear your voice.
You too, so sweetheart.
To be able to take your course, and I just wanted to tell you how much it's touched my life.
Oh, thank you. Which course are you talking about?
The one with Jennifer McLean.
Oh, yeah. One. Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's just shivers on shivers on shivers.
Oh, great, Karen. Thank you. Thanks for that feedback.
Thank you. It was something I invested in myself for my 60th birthday, and it's probably the best gift I've ever given myself, and it's really helped me. In March, I fell, and the universe got my attention by a concussion.
Oh, dear.
Yes, and so I've been doing everything I can to heal it, including the emotional side of it, and looking into the spiritual side of it. And I know that this program is helping me identify, you identified a limiting belief I had about not believing that anything works. And I just wanted to thank you for that. I feel the financial side of it, it's like I hit a point, and I know with all it's, there's definitely a subconscious belief, and I'm positive it's from my family and maybe even generational, about receiving to a point where I can grow. And it's, I'm wondering if you can help me with that.
Well, there's two things. They told me to go to the body book for concussion. It's funny because we hardly ever use a body book on these shows. And it's they have been living too much in their head. In a high-flying, idealist, or ungrounded, impractical manner. That's under concussion. They need to get back to earth and deal with reality more responsibly. So where does that apply in your life?
Reaching into my spirituality, looking for... thinking that was my savior.
Well, yeah, and a lot of people go, well, that seems to be going out into the ethers instead of, you know, I can feel everybody going, well, no, what she just said isn't grounded. And that's one of the big misnomers I think everybody misunderstands, guys, is when you go into the spirituality of creation the way we teach it in this community, you are totally grounded because you are in your own power and you are always in control. And it's that lack of control that creates what they're referring to here, this high-flying idealist stuff. Mm. Does that make sense to you, Karen?
It does be. And right
okay.
after that, you did a podcast on balance.
Oh, balance. You guys, if you don't listen to any other podcast this year, webinar, I would go do the balance one because it's the basis of everything. You got to be in balance in order to create. Okay, you had one other question. What was it? Because that was part B.
That was part B. So... the concussion, then I had the opportunity of money coming in so I could take these courses, but all money flow, including from my job, stopped. And
okay, money flow doesn't ever stop. Do you
so
see
what am
right
I doing
there? Well, that's a belief, and it's connected. If you listen to your words, you said, oh, I was able to do all these great things for myself, and then my money stopped. You don't have to pay for doing great things for yourself, guys. You're supposed to be loving and honoring your magnificence. And one of the ways we do that on the physical plane, boy, you should see my pendulum flying around here, is to allow money to be delivered to us. So I want you to start saying, the more I take care of myself and honor myself and do great things for myself, the more money comes in. So if you want to create another job, sit down, write down all the attributes you want in that job, including the money you want to make, and go, I am creating this right now. It's coming to me right now. Gosh, I can feel the love and excitement right now. I am committed to creating this happening right now. Come on, universe, let's go. Okay?
Love that. Thank you, Keith.
Thank you. All right, guys, I love you too, baby. I want all of you, to start doing the work. Do the work. You know it now. But to know and not to do is not yet to know. Arlene in Colorado, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I know that you're not a doctor, and so I would like your channels. I'd like to address your channel. I was told by my doctor, whom I don't doctor much, but doctor and a cardiologist, I should take these two medications. And I really don't want to.
I know you don't want to, but you need to. Right now, Arlene, you need to. And that doesn't mean you're going to need to forever.
You
need to take the medications right now.
Right now.
Okay.
Let me give
you guys an example of what I'm talking about. So my cardiologist also put me on something. And I tested it, and it said, you know, Dee, until you align what is causing this energetically, you got to be on the medication. So I got busy, and I realized that of all the stress that I was putting on myself with this self-assumed pressure, right? And I did the work around it, and I consciously and consistently redirected my energy and my thoughts and my beliefs around it. Now my blood pressure is holding just fine without the medication. Okay. Now, I really know and believe that that's possible. You don't yet.
Okay.
Okay. So do you want to, guys? All of you? I'm talking to all of you. Do you want to believe that you have the power to align your energy so that you're in balance? Do you want to believe that today? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So we're all coming together and directing all energy in all dimensions and all time and space and all space in between. We are directing you to integrate with us now, integrate with our whole brains. I absolutely know, accept, and create that I am the creation of the balance of me in every subject of my life, which creates balance in wellness everywhere right now. So it is. Okay. So that's energetically what you want to focus on. Okay? Like I told Lauren, my beautiful new assistant, I said, look, give me extra time around everything because my intention is to set up my life with balance. You notice I didn't say, I don't want so much pressure. I said what I wanted, which is balance. And that is what you have to be clear about directing the universe with. Only state what you want in the positive. And right now, for you, Arlene, it's balance in your body.
Right.
All right, darling. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we definitely got a theme going here. Deneen, hold on, trying to get you on here. There you go. Hi, honey, you're
good
on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. I do have some great news.
Great.
Well, I was having a lot of hormonal issues, and I went to the doctor in April, and she says, you are so out of balance. And to go to the balance, and it's like, okay, so I've done a lot of work. I worked with Daniel a lot and myself, did some things that she asked me to do, and I went back here this week, and I am in balance.
Yippee. How empowering is that now for you?
It was huge because the next day they wanted me to redo a mammogram because they saw something. And so I went the next day after seeing the one doctor, and she said, oh, no, that's just a normal cyst, clear. It's going to go away, no problem. Now that I'm in balance, it will all go away, and everything is wonderful.
That's right, your body's in balance, and you're in wellness, and that's your direction to the whole flipping universe to partner
100%.
With you. But you gotta do it in order to get the results, to see it, to trust it, to have faith that you're the creator of you. But you gotta start, guys. My Baptist preacher's coming out here, Deneen. I'm so appreciative of you calling to share this with everybody. Thank you.
Because I have worked hard and on both planes, physically and spiritually, and it's come together, and I am now balanced hormonally, and it is wonderful. It feels great. I am working on my next project, and I was going to ask the channel, what do I need to get into alignment to relieve the cloudiness in my liver and to continue
balancing
my health?
Okay, say what you want. Say what you want. I only heard what you didn't want.
I want what needs to be in alignment to create
for
perfect
balance.
Health in my liver.
Okay, good.
In my liver.
Good. All right, you see, that's the difference between getting what you want and continuing to create what you don't want. That little shift right there in words and intention. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, sheets, but give me a song.
Oh, a song that I've been singing for weeks. It's On My Way.
On My Way. In one sentence, what's the message of the song?
Well, it's from the movie Brother Bear, and they're on their way to just peace, love, and acceptance and everything.
All right.
Where they're headed.
So, Deneen, my love, can you give yourself permission to be there? Which, by the way, was another thing that came up in Jennifer's program a lot. I am complete. Just feel that for a minute. What freedom would it be to know you didn't have anything else to fix? That you were there, that you were whole, complete, and perfect right now.
Be just joyous and at peace and contentment, and it would just be bliss.
Yes. And your liver, interestingly enough, is the energetic seat of love. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm going to say that until I go blue in the face. They are suggesting, of course, you want to check with your doctor about this. They are suggesting that maybe a mild liver cleanse would serve you.
Yep. Okay.
And the energetic thing around it is I am complete.
I am complete.
See, you got your hormones done and aligned, and then you went, oh, well, I better find something else now.
Oh, no. This was all together, and it was like, okay, one. Now let's focus on the other.
Okay.
One is good.
But
complete,
I mean,
and we're going to complete the next one.
And it is complete.
It is complete.
My liver is in balance. I'm directing my liver to come into balance, and I am going to help it with a, they keep accentuating mild
okay.
liver cleanse. But again, check with your doctor. I don't know why that would hurt anybody, but you know, you want to check with your doctor. Okay. Anything else? All right. Let's balance everything so far, guys. I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. And all the universe, all dimensions, all space and time and space in between is partnering with me to manifest the desires of my heart now. I am complete. So it is. Wow. Thank you, darling. Boy,
thank
you guys.
You have a great day.
Thank you. I'm going to create it that way, baby cakes. I'm telling you, you guys are bringing in some great stuff today. All right, we're going to Carrie in Ohio. Hi, baby.
Hello, D.
Hi, darling.
How are you?
I'm awesome. What's up?
I know you are. I'm awesome, too.
I
don't usually call in and just ask the channel if there's a message for me, but that's what I'm curious about.
Okay, and I need a subject or a direction.
Finances.
Okay, see, you did know. Look at that. Sheet, book, song. Give me a movie, any movie that pops in.
Jaws.
Jaws, okay. What a perfect... You know, your money is not the shark that's going to eat you, guys. Come on. You look at money as this horrible thing in your life that, you know, I don't have it, and it's the end of me, and it's going to ruin me, and I'm going to go under because I don't have enough money, and you make it the shark that's going to eat you to death. Right. Okay. You're laughing, but are you getting what I'm? Can you associate this in your life?
I would have never consciously thought I felt that way.
Well, when you think about money, do you go, "Oh, I've always got enough. It's my friend. It's here to support me. It's money is so safe in my life." You know, you wouldn't have asked the question if that's where you were living. I don't think.
Well, consciously,
so look,
I tell myself all of those things. I think I need to ground it, or not think. I got to feel into it more and make it so. Make it that prosperous.
Well,
joyous.
Yeah. Well, absolutely, guys. Just to say the words, it's not just about saying the words. You see, you're saying the words, but you are not intentionally directing the energy.
Okay.
And there's a big difference. Words are empty affirmations. Knowing that you're literally directing energy when you say the words, that is a whole other level of power. But yeah, what we talked about, one of the things that came up on Jennifer's two nights was, you know, what do you love that you can associate with money? Like, money is puppies.
But,
you know, my money are these beautiful puppies that they just love me, and all they want to do is play with me. And start associating your money with loving, beautiful, playful, you know, energy that's always, always there to love you. Because, guys, you're in a relationship with money like you'd be in a relationship with anything. If you don't respect it, if you don't take care of it, if you don't honor it, if you don't love being with it, if you can't receive all the love from it like you would a significant other, then money is going to hold itself away from you because there's a part of you judging the money. And so if the money is another person that you want to be with and you're judging them, they're not going to want to come play with you so much. You know, everybody on this show in this community, your consciousness is high enough that you're never going to mishandle your money. in a bad way. You're not going to do it. So let all the money that wants to come to you fly in, guys. And then you'll be able to do stuff for your family. You'll be able to give money and love to charities, tithe to people that you appreciate. So the more money you have, the more your beautiful consciousness can help the world. Do you understand?
Yes, that's the part I always believe in, that last part that you said. All of that, that's what I want.
Well, but
to
Carrie,
do.
When hold on, is everybody balanced? Anybody switched? Whenever you say, I know that and I believe in it, my pendulum goes right to no. So let's figure out. Sheets. Okay, we're going to a play. Okay. Again, it's back to what I mentioned at the beginning of the show. It's not possible because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to you that just loving money and respecting it and thinking of it as a significant other is going to create more money in your life. And I'm saying to you, Carrie, just try it. Just try it.
I can feel the power around what you're saying because I can feel the emotion. Like I'm feeling this like well of emotion that is just below the surface here.
Okay, and that's where you want to live. Just live there. Just go there.
Okay.
And be clear, I am committed. I've chosen and I am committed to receiving more than enough money flow consistently in my life now. Listen back to the show and get that statement. It was a powerful
one. I will be.
All right, darling.
Thank you.
Oh, you're fine. You're doing this. You're doing it. Okay?
I love you so much.
I love you too. So, again, kind of tough love today, but we're getting specifics about where we're dropping out. Eileen in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Wow. I have a lot of questions, but I'll try to just stay with the important.
Well, there's one basic one that goes over everything. Hold on, sheets, book. Give me a song, any song.
Send in the clowns.
Yeah, okay. And it's a perfect follow-up, the channel is saying, to the call that we just had. You just got to bring more happiness into your creation, Eileen.
Yeah.
You know, there's got, and all of you know how to play pretend. All of you know how to play happy. We've all done it. We all know how to do it. And again, the channel is reminding you, just start laughing. When you think about money, come on, everybody do it with me. Come on, Eileen, start laughing. Money.
Money.
Yeah, okay. That's an easy way to shift, but it's a choice. You see, you have to make that choice instead of saying, why don't I have and why can't I get? That's never going to get it for you. I have it. I'm committed to it. I feel great about it. I'm going to laugh. All right. That's what goes over everything, Eileen, is creation for you has just become kind of a job. And it's really a job you don't want to go to. So,
yeah, it just got complicated.
Huh?
It just got complicated because I need to hire people to help.
To help what?
Well, with putting together screenplay, putting together the music.
Okay. So you know what you need.
Yeah.
When I say you've committed to it, though, I get a no. Because what happens, guys, is you go, okay, I want this. I'm going to create this. This is my choice. And then the mind goes, yeah, but what about the money? Yeah, but you don't know who to go to. Yeah, but, and then you can't ever commit. You see, when those six doctors told me I'd never have a baby, I said, God and I have a different plan. I'm doing it anyway. I'm not accepting any buts. I'm doing this. I am making this baby. I am making this baby no matter what. I'm committed to it. You know? And I had to go to Australia on a movie to find the guy that found out I had a fibroid so I could shrink it. But the universe, once I committed, the universe took me where I needed for the information I needed so I could make this baby. And Gabrielle reminds me all the time. She said, you know, I had something to do with it. There were a million of us up there. And finally I said, all right, I'll go. She's not giving up. I'll go. All right. So
you
get some more joy around all of this, Missy. All right. And start
Thank
committing.
You.
Because you are incredibly talented, and you've got some beautiful, beautiful things that should be out into the world. All right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I am so high. Can you feel how high the energy is here? Everybody feel it, that we've shifted together this much energy on this show today. So we're choosing, we're committing, we're feeling love and excitement around it. We're holding our focus on it. We're bringing in all energy to create with us, and we're taking action. And right now, before we go, we're taking the biggest claim we can do right now until we meet again. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember,